I'd be lying if I said there wasn't some part of me that isn't sure how I could separate myself from the House of Solaire. For better or worse, and I know that so often it's been for worse. That's been the only structure I've had in this second life. It was a structure that I didn't have any say in, but in some ways, I feel like it was a structure that I needed. But then I wouldn't have needed it at all if the conditions of my turning had been different, and I didn't get any say in that either. I've got these two halves warring inside of me, the part that is grateful to William for what I have now, the part that still loves him like family. The closest thing I had to family for 20 some years. And then the other part of me that sees this all for what it is, for what it was. I'm not petulant enough to think that he's just been using us this whole time, that this has all been some grand scheme to butter us up. It's not that simple or that cruel. It never is. I believe him when he says he cares about us. About me. But I also think that care is different than how I once imagined it to be. I've always seen those glimpses of that cold side of Will. That part of him that can just close off his feelings and execute a plan without hesitation. Not without remorse, but without hesitation in the moment. Maybe you have to have a mind and a heart that can do that, to lead in the environment that he's in. I wouldn't know. And I don't ever want to know, to be honest. Yeah. There was a time when I thought I might end up being the king of the House of Solaire someday. Alexis was always next in line, but she said for as long as I've known her that there isn't anything short of an invocation that would get her to take that seat. Alexis loves power. But more than that, she loves freedom. Lack of any oversight. A safety net to fall back on, but no leash. And to her, ruling the house would be the exact opposite of that. She doesn't want it. She doesn't want the limits of it, the responsibility of it. And I honestly think the only reason that she's even stuck with the house as long as she has is because she knows William's soft spot for her will give her all the freedom she wants. Well, his power gives her something to fall back on when she fucks something up again. It's the best of both worlds. But it wouldn't be if she was at the head. Too many people to look after. Too much responsibility. So, there was always this unspoken afternote to those conversations that if the day came, it would fall to me. And there was a time when that was what I wanted. That was the future I saw for myself. King Vincent Solaire. William had already been teaching me a lot of the facets of the job. Managing the business, arranging affairs between the houses, codes of conduct, the decorum. It's why I thought him telling me to run the summit this year might be some kind of test. Testing me to see how much I'd learned. How ready I might be to take the throne if I needed to. I guess it was a test. But it wasn't testing the thing I thought it was. He was testing if I could stomach this part of being in the house. Testing how I'd react to finally having the curtain pulled back. And I think I failed in his eyes. No. No, I'm actually glad. Even just a few years ago, I think I would have agreed to it. I would have gone with it without much question. A little whining, a little resentment, but ultimately, I'd have fallen in line. Because a few years ago, I didn't have anything else. My entire life was the house and the people in it. I fought Will in the beginning after my turning. I fought him hard. But over the years, that fire in me died. want to fight anymore. I didn't know what else I could be, so what was I even fighting for? And I knew that in the end, no matter how hard I resisted, he could just invoke me. He didn't. He only did that once, when he felt like he had no other option. And I know he didn't ever want to do it again, but I also knew that it was a possibility. One that always hung in the air like this looming threat. Like, if I ever really pushed against his expectations too hard, he might just... It was easier to just be the kind of vampire that was presented to me. It worked for all of them. I figured I could make it work for me. I was just so tired of fighting. I was so tired of the anxiety. I was tired of being scared and being miserable. But then you came into my life. And it took some time, because there were so many things, but being with you, knowing you, seeing the way that you tackled life, and empowered life, and then afterlife with this unstoppable drive and spirit. I have known a lot of people in this life, Lovely. I've met some of the most powerful vampires that have ever stepped foot on this earth. Power on a level that you can feel pouring off of them from centuries of survival and growth. But you are the strongest person I have ever known. You have already been through so much. You've had new lives given to you, and old ones ripped away. You amaze me every day. And part of what makes that strength you hold so incredible is that you can acknowledge when that strength alone isn't enough. When you need help, when you need someone else to bear some of the weight. And you're strong enough to admit that, to seek that, to let people be there. You are such an inspiration to me for that. You are a walking testament to why it matters to keep fighting for a life that you want. Even when it's hard. Even when you're tired or scared. Even when it means you need to lean on someone. Knowing you has shown me that. So, maybe 5 years ago, I would have swallowed my own beliefs and become the next Porter. But that's not how I want to live. That's not the life I want for us. What about you? What life do you see for us? I know you're newer to all this, but it has to feel just as disarming. Having everything ripped out from under us. How do you feel about the future of the house? No. I appreciate that. I don't mind blunt. I'm glad you can look at it without the cloud of memories and old feelings and misplaced sense of obligation. Churns it all up in me. It reminds me that part of me that's railing against all this isn't just some obstinate part of me that wants to rebel again. It's this time around, at least. It's the logical part. The part that can see this all for what it really is. Okay, then. Okay. I don't know exactly what this is going to look like in the short term, then, separating ourselves from this. However this all goes down, I want it to be as amicable as possible. For a lot of reasons, not least of which some of those old fears that are still kicking around in the back of my head, to be honest. But he's the one who offered in the first place. He's the one who floated the option. For whatever else William is, I believe him when he says that we can pull away without an issue. There's just a lot to untangle. My work, the house. My last name. It's been a long time since I wasn't a Solaire. It's gonna take some time. But it's a new chance. A new start. A new chapter. We do have a life of our own. And now we won't have to live with only one foot in it and one in the other. We can just be us. And choose the people we want to share this new life with. It's a scary thought, but it's a really nice one, too. And it feels a lot less scary to know that we'll be facing it together. I love you, lovely. So fucking much. I don't know how you put up with me. Knowing me has just meant constant upheaval. Every time things start to settle, something fucks it up again. Some part of my past tries to tank our present. I'm so sorry for that. Yeah. The future. Our future.